This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Dear brothers and sisters, I just finished a conversation with one of the brothers and he was telling me about his wife. She is battling cancer for some time and now the cancer is spreading badly. And on top of that, now she caught COVID-19 and she is really struggling. She had a number of young children and she herself, she is a revert. And subhanAllah, she is going through a difficult time. And every day I receive 2 or 3 calls from different brothers. Some of them I know, some of them I don't know. And they are asking me for supporting advices regarding either themselves, their children, their parents, their wives, their spouses, because of the struggles that they are going through due to COVID-19. And today I was speaking with one of our brothers and he's telling me that the situation is quite bad. And the number of casualties, the number of deaths maybe have tripled, not just doubled, tripled, or maybe it is 4 times what was just a few months ago or just before the COVID. For example, one graveyard, Muslim graveyard, they used to bury between 3 to 5 people on a daily basis. Now they are burying on a daily basis between 15 and 20 people, which is 3 to 4 times double the usual rate, especially those days. It is a difficult time for all of us, my dear respected brothers and sisters. But I would like just to say one thing, which is, as you know, I battled cancer myself for 3 years, and Allah Jalla Ala save me from it. May Allah Jalla Ala save you. I learned one important thing, that anything that happens in this life is good for us, for both of us, Muslims and non-Muslims. Anything that takes place in this life is good for the entire humanity. The only thing that is not good for us is our sins. Our sins. Allah Jalla wa Ala will hold us accountable for that. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرَّيْرًا. If someone were to ask, how come everything that happens is good for us? First of all, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. Allah desires ease for you. Allah Jalla wa Ala also says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah Jalla wa Ala is the most kind, most gentle, most merciful to the entire mankind. And moreover, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. He is more kind to the believers. So how can we say that those things that are happening, they are devastating, they are good for us, and they are part of the mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala? Because if we look at the sinful people, people are either righteous people or sinful people. Sinful people including the disbelievers. Allah Jalla wa Ala is causing this to happen so they remember Him and they go back to Him. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. One of the key reasons for Allah Jalla wa Ala to send those calamities is for us to go back to Him and to repent to Him, which is good for us. And as I said, if we don't do that, which means that we commit sins, then we blame no one but ourselves. But if our response is to be satisfied with what Allah Jalla wa Ala decreed, to accept it and to have sabr, then عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, amazing the situation of the believer, all of his affairs are good for him. If he were to be hit by a calamity, then he shows sabr, then that will be good for him. If he were to be hit or receive good news, he will have shukr and that will be good for him. So this includes disbelievers and Muslims. As for the good people, any calamity that befalls them, as far as they do not commit a sin after that, it will wipe their sins. It will raise their status in Jannah. It will give them a lot of khair. If someone were to say, but it might be a punishment from Allah Jalla wa Ala, even the punishment from Allah Jalla wa Ala in this dunya, not in the akhirah, the punishment from Allah Jalla wa Ala in the akhirah is severe, and this is something else. There are different rulings for that. But the punishment of Allah Jalla wa Ala in this dunya is actually out of His mercy, and He wants goodness for those whom He is punishing because He loves them, and that's why He is punishing them in this dunya, because He doesn't want to punish them in the akhirah. So His punishment does not necessarily mean that He's angry at the person. His punishment for a person in this dunya, it means that He is pleased with this person, He is happy with this person, He wants this person to repent more, and He wants to expiate the sins of this person. Wallahi, if we understand this meaning, brothers and sisters, it will give us a lot of confidence and a lot of internal reflection and connection with Allah Jalla wa Ala. So, I urge all of my brothers and sisters to remain content with the qadr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, to remain up, not to feel down, and go back to Allah Jalla wa Ala, to do more good deeds, to repent to Allah Jalla wa Ala, to invite other people to Islam, and to say, Ya Allah, we are your slaves, do whatever is best for us, and they choose the best for us, my dear respected brothers and sisters. So this is a very important message that we need to pass. Just very briefly, this life is just a second, 1 second of our real life, or maybe less than 1 second of our real life. Our real life will continue forever, for millions and billions and trillions of years, forever. Now, rationally, if I have the choice to suffer in this second in order to live happily in the rest of my life, which is going to last for trillions of years forever, then I prefer to suffer now in order to enjoy more. However, Allah Jalla wa Ala, in order to enjoy the rest of my life, however, Allah Jalla wa Ala and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised us to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala Al-Afiyah, Al-Afiyah in all our matters. May Allah Jalla wa Ala protect you. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give you Afiyah. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give us Afiyah. May Allah Jalla wa Ala please, brothers and sisters, make dua for all Muslims wherever they are. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. You heard the Sheikh start off this reminder with a story about a sister battling cancer and COVID at the same time. Well, I can reveal that this sister is actually part of the Islam 21C team. It's easy to feel powerless when your friends and loved ones are suffering, but there's actually a lot that we can do. One of our sisters has set up a Sadaqah Jariyah page on her behalf, for example, so we all have the opportunity to help our sister and get rewarded at the same time. Please click on the link and donate on her behalf and share this with all of your loved ones, especially those suffering during this testing time. Assalamu alaikum.